Hey everyone, before this podcast begins, we want to tell you about some other arts-related podcasts you're going to love. They are The Conduit Music Podcast, Artsville, Gringo and the Man, Art World Horror Stories, and Not Real Art. On these action-packed podcasts, you'll hear experts talk about creativity, design, the music biz, the art world, visual art, American craft, Chicano art, street art, graffiti, and even stand-up comedy. So be sure to find and follow these great arts podcasts today. Now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Hello, this is Siri, and you're listening to my favorite podcast, Not Real Art. I live for this shit because it's totally lit.
Not Real Art, the podcast.
With your host, Man One, and White Privilege over here.
I am definitely white.
The great white hype?
Right. White ain't right.
Whitey? We got to figure out your name.
Well, I like to keep it... Keep it on the DL. But that's not white. DL. Keep it on the DL.
Yeah.
No, I like to, I like to be incognito. Man One, world-renowned graffiti artist. Well, not even graffiti artist, by the way.
It's all
right. That's been interesting, right? This evolution, you know, because there was a time, I recall, where graffiti artists were... adamant about being called graffiti artists. Like, I'm a fucking graffiti artist.
Right.
Seemingly, but now it seems like more and more want to be known as artists.
Right.
What's that about?
Well, I think it's one of those things where, at least for me, graffiti artist back in the day to me was very important because I didn't want to get lumped in with all these other types of artists, right? I wanted people to know that I came from a certain culture and that I spoke about a certain type of art, you know? Mm-hmm. And to me, that was important. So graffiti art. Over the years, it's changed because there's been a negative connotation to graffiti. So people were trying to stay away from that. And, you know... things like street artist came up, right? So now, oh, you're a street artist.
What's the difference?
Well, I think the difference is it's a cultural difference. I think graffiti art is a culture. You know, there's a progression of how you learn to do graffiti art, right? Like you start off as a tagger, you learn hand styles. It's all based on your name. That's the subject matter, is the word, the name. That's why we're writers. We write our name. Mm-hmm. We're not painters, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why the term writers comes from. So you write your name on stuff, and eventually you write your name in beautiful colors with characters and backgrounds and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you're still writing. But you're doing it with a crew of people usually. So you have people who... have different talents in your crew, and you all work together to do missions, whether it's to paint a train or paint a wall or do a production. And so it's very much a culture. It's a group of people, you know, trying to create something, some kind of language, together, you know. And street art.
So it's a community. I mean, you know.
Definitely. That's the word. Right, right, community. Okay,
yeah.
It's definitely a community. And in street art, that doesn't exist. Street art is just a singular guy usually, you know. It could be a woman. Could be even a couple people. But it's usually a singular kind of idea, mm-hmm. and them putting that idea on the street. So it could be a poster. It could be a sticker. Could be a stencil, could be a projection, could be a million different things, but it's a way of putting art on the street. Graffiti artists, we do put art on the streets, but it's more than that. It's actually using the streets, learning how to create that art on the streets. Like, the streets taught us how to do it. You know, we learned, we navigated the city to figure out how to express ourselves. A street artist, you know, can be straight out of college and working in the studio and, you know, printing stuff out at Kinko's and then putting it up on the street in the middle of the night, you know, out of the back of their BMW. So it doesn't matter. You know, it's not about, it's not really, street art isn't really about a culture, you know.
But it sounds like kind of what you're describing is like team sport versus individual sport.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's a good way to, yeah, it's a good way to, a good analogy, you know. Although there are, you know, graffiti artists who are very much individuals, mm-hmm. who only do the, you know, stuff on their own and whatever. The bigger overall conversation, though, is about graffiti culture, mm-hmm. And getting fame within that culture, you know. Wild style lettering, you know, original, you know, tags and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Those were meant to be read by our peers, not by the public. Mm-hmm. We didn't care if my grandmother could read the tag on the side of the building, you know. But street artists do. Street artists care that the message gets across to every single person who sees it.
Right.
You know, graffiti artists care about, you know, their peers mm-hmm. being able to decipher the words or the art. So that's it's a big shift. But going back to the original question, I prefer artist. You know, when people say, "What are you?" I'm an artist, and I say that because now, being much older and making a career out of this, I see how it's not a good idea to pigeonhole yourself into one specific type of art form, because I'm more than just a graffiti artist. You know, I'm a muralist, I'm a Chicano artist, you know, I'm an illustrator, I'm a sculptor. There's all kinds of things I do now, and that I can do.
Children's book illustrator.
Yeah, I'm that too. You know, and all those things are under the umbrella of artists, you know. So I prefer artists. I don't get offended if people call me street artist or whatever. You know, I take it all with a grain of salt.
Some graffiti artists get offended?
Oh, yeah.
If they're called street artists?
Yeah, there's a lot of graffiti artists who hate that term, who will, you know, it's just not a good term. You know, don't use it around them. Punch you in the face, you know. But I don't care. To me, it's just like, I know what I am. And, you know, it's about expression for me. So
it feels like, you know, on a certain level, you know, to the extent that graffiti was inaccessible mm-hmm. to people, perhaps because of their bias, you know, oh, it's vandalism or it's this or that, or right. maybe they just don't have access to it. You know, they don't, you know, maybe live in a city or whatever. And there's, you know, baggage and sort of negative connotations associated with graffiti art, you know, so to speak, at least historically.
Right.
You know, street art is seemingly now like the term that is acceptable.
Right.
Like, okay, street art is street art good, graffiti bad.
Right.
right. So to the extent that the label street art can be the sort of candy coating mm-hmm. that allows graffiti artists
right, yeah.
to make more money or get more fame or get more work, like, is what's wrong with that? Or well, is that, or I mean, or is it an opportunity? I mean, like, wouldn't it be smart for graffiti artists to use different words or language to get their, to make their art more accessible? And if people are more open to the idea of street art versus graffiti art, would it just be good business to use the term street art?
I think so. I mean, for me, it's like, you know, if they're going to call me a street artist and they're going to pay me, you know, to do street art,
yeah.
If that's what they want to call it, fine. pay me as a street artist, you know? I think it becomes derogatory to certain graffiti artists when their craft isn't being, you know, treasured, right? It's like graffiti artists spend a lot of hours to master the technique of spray painting, a lot of hours, you know? And so all of a sudden, when this guy comes with a stencil and in 10 seconds can do an image or puts up a wheat pasted poster over the art that you've labored on for a long time,
shit. That's
what pisses off graffiti artists.
Right.
And that's why they hate street art, you know? But I get what you're saying. And for me, I don't care what you call me, you know? Yeah. As long as you're appreciating my work, then I'm cool with it, you know?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you and I both know, right? The average Joe doesn't have a clue about the politics or the nuance or understanding, you know, like the roots of these things. Right. What I find fascinating is the nuance and the richness, and the reality of how these things evolved, right? Because if the phrase street art, if you just take the politics out of it, take all the stuff, you know, it's like, okay, very literally it's art on the street, right?
Right.
So, okay, graffiti is street art because it's art on the street. But if you want to spin it more, it's like, well, it's the original street art, you know, because there was no street art
right
before graffiti.
Right.
Graffiti artists blaze the trail,
sure,
of which now street artists capitalize.
Exactly.
Right?
And that's the whole, that's the other part of it, is the whole appropriation of our culture.
Mm.
You know, we created a subculture in graffiti,
mm-hmm.
and now this whole other group of artists are appropriating our, you know, what we invented.
Right.
You know? And then it so happens that most graffiti artists, or the majority of graffiti artists, in most big cities, were people of color.
Right.
And most street artists somehow ended up being, you know, white.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least it feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or at least the most well-known, or the best paid, or mm-hmm. the most visible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it took on a whole other thing, too, because also I remember...
And female, too, by the way.
And there's a lot of females, too,
right.
Yeah. And you know, it brings up a lot of things, because in graffiti culture, I mean... I never looked at other graffiti artists by race, you know? In my crew, you know, we had Mexican, white, you know, there's Asian graffiti artists, there's black graffiti artists, and it has nothing to do with race. It's like really, you know, and that comes, I think, a little bit from hip-hop, mm-hmm. is that it's just about all of us being, you know, about the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and we're all brothers in this thing, you know? And also... there's not a lot of women in graffiti, because graffiti is very dangerous,
yeah.
you know? So the women who are involved in graffiti are pretty tough chicks, you know? And so there wasn't a lot of openings for, especially in this major city like New York or LA, where you had to run in the middle of the night to do your graph, you know, a lot of girls weren't up for that.
Mm-hmm.
In street art, though, all of a sudden, it's like, you know, for some reason, white artists started getting elevated in this game,
mm.
more so than artists of color,
mm.
you know?
Mm.
And then also women started becoming more acceptable as a street, you know, in street art,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
as opposed to graffiti. So, you know, there's take the good at the bad. And
does anyone know what the percentage of street artists are art school grads?
I have no idea.
Because I'm guessing...
But it's probably pretty high compared to graffiti.
Graffiti, right. So I'm guessing graffiti artists, no art school, largely.
Yeah.
And street artists, probably a lot of art school.
Yeah, and now, especially initially, if I'm talking about late 90s, early 2000s, that's where you could see that shift, you know? That's where you could really see that kids who were going to art school were being influenced by graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have to live the life of graffiti.
Right.
They didn't have to, you know, suffer the bumps and bruises of being a graffiti artist.
Right.
They could just come straight out of college, out of art school,
mm-hmm.
appreciating graffiti.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, like, doing street art, you know?
Right.
And so, you know, maybe now it's a little different. Maybe now there are a lot more graffiti artists who are college educated. They're probably a lot more, there's a lot more diversity probably now in street art, you know? So it's kind of a huge generalization, but I think for a moment in time, you know, like 15 years ago, that was the case, you know? So it's part of the stigma of what street artists are, you know, compared to what graffiti is about.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I think, you know, what do I know? But I mean, what I've understood and learned over the years is that, you know, a lot of these graffiti artists that we admire and show love to, I mean, like they were born into tough situations. It was like join a gang or, you know, pick up a gun or pick up a spray can. You pick kind of thing, you know, and totally. It's like, you know, so for them, it was literally a matter of life or death in some cases.
Yeah. And in street art, you haven't really experienced that. And here's the other part of it is that when street art became a thing was right when graffiti was starting to get into museums and into galleries and it's kind of being accepted, but it wasn't really being accepted because, you know, these institutions were scared of embracing, like, oh my God, there's all these, you know, people of color that are doing good art, but they're doing it illegally, or they're just unorthodox, or they're not educated, and what do we do?
They're not real artists.
They're not real artists. And then all of a sudden, boom, someone said, let's call it street art. And that was genius, because that shifted the whole conversation. And now institutions were like, oh, of course, street art. It's beautiful.
Do we know who that genius was? Who was the person?
I don't know who the genius was, but, you know, there was obviously a few.
I bet it's the same person that came up with bottle service.
Right.
I want to meet that marketing genius, the guy that came up, or the gal that came up with bottle service at a club where you spend $300 on a bottle of vodka that you can get the corner bodega for $30.
Yeah.
Jesus.
There you go.
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Brother, we're out of town. Time.
Out of town, too.
Out of town, out of time, out of mind. Great hanging.
You too.
Peace.
See you next time.
Late. We'll be right back.